Godina dana je prošla od otvaranja rudnika na Rupicama, a meni je zadovoljstvo u programu Radio Bobovca pozdraviti generalnu direktoricu Lauru Tyler. Dobar vam dan.
It has been a year since the grand mine opening occurred, and it's my pleasure to say hello to the CEO of Adriatic Metals, Laura Tyler.
Thank you for inviting me onto your program. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you today.
Hvala vam što ste me pozvali za intervju. Veoma se radujem vremenu koje ćemo provesti danas razgovarajući.
A ja ću još naglasiti da u prevodu nam pomaže Haris Muftić. Dobar dan i vama.
Dobar dan i vama. Hvala vam na spominjanju. Drago mi je da mogu učestvovati u ovome.
Za početak, zamolit ću vas da se osvrnete na ovu godinu dana od kako je rudnik otvoren. Kakvi su rezultati postignuti i jeste li zadovoljni sa tim?
I would like you to make a short review on the past year since the grand mine opening. What results have been achieved and how pleased are you with those results?
Yeah, great question. It's been a really exciting year. 12 months since the grand opening, with all of the VIPs visiting the operation. We have moved from doing development, first concentrate being produced, to now routinely delivering concentrate to the market. So it's a really exciting time that we've gone through over the last year, and it has really been through the efforts of everybody who works for us.
To je zaista odlično pitanje. Prošla je godina od velikog otvaranja rudnika, kada je bilo zaista dosta posjetilaca, uključujući razne zvaničnike. Također, tada smo samo povremeno producirali koncentrat, međutim, sada smo prešli u operativnu fazu gdje produciramo koncentrat svakodnevno.
So we've now gone from an operation that was just doing development. So now we've fired our first underground stopes, which is where we get the ore from to send to the mill. You know, we've now got the mill up and running 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're in full operation, but we're continuing to ramp up the number of tons that we're putting through. At the moment, we're still quite small number of tons, so we're only just making enough money to kind of pay our way. But as we go forwards, we will be making, we will continue to increase the amount of concentrate or the amount of product we produce and send to market, which will mean we'll be able to start to deliver some profit to the business then and pay back some of the money that we borrowed.
Kao što sam rekla, izašli smo iz faze razvoja, mlin nam sada svo vrijeme radi, također naglašavam da će se povećavati proizvodnja konstantno, a samim time će doći i do povećanja profita.
We couldn't have achieved any of this without the municipality support, without our people's support and commitment, without the community's support and commitment. We know we don't always get it right. We know that sometimes we have to do things better, but we're continuing to look at how do we improve and how do we get better. And I think where we've come from 12 months ago to today has been a huge improvement and a huge step change. Where we will be in 12 months' time will be a fully operating mine with everybody fully employed 24/7 and us being able to deliver real benefits to the community.
Moram naglasiti da smo zahvalni na podršci koju smo dobili od općine, također od svih ljudi ovdje. Pored toga, zahvalni smo i za podršku koju dobivamo od zajednica. Postoje stvari koje se mogu zaista unaprijediti. Mjesta za napredak uvijek postoji. 12 mjeseci, kada se vratimo 12 mjeseci unazad, možemo vidjeti da je zaista došlo do velike promjene, do velikog napretka. Uskoro ćemo ući u punu proizvodnju, znači proizvodit ćemo punim kapacitetom, tako da će nam trebati i više ljudi i bit će puno više posla.
Je li to znači da je faza izgradnje u potpunosti završena i na Rupicama i na Tisovcima?
Does that mean that the construction phase has been fully completed both on Rupice and Tisovci?
Not quite. So we still have to finish the paste plant, which basically backfills, takes tailings and will turn some of our tailings into material we put back underground to fill the holes that we mine. So we still have that to finish construction on. And we've also got some debottlenecking work that we'll do. So what that means is where we see problems in the plant, like a pump's not big enough or the valve is sticking, we do the work to repair those and to make them work properly. So we've got those two big pieces. The other thing that we still have to do is really fully winterize the operations. We had that big snowfall in December, January. We learned a lot of things where we had issues that we just need to now make sure that we deal with, including making sure the air we send underground is warmed, we can cover our conveyors. So all those different pieces of work still need to be done.
Dakle, faza izgradnje ili konstrukcije nije još uvijek u potpunosti gotova. Postoje neke stvari koje je potrebno doraditi, kao što je, na primjer, betonjara u stvari koja se koristi za miješanje jalovine i betona i onda se ta smjesa koristi da se zapunjava jama na rupicama. Tu još uvijek imamo, čekamo, tu je došlo do promjena zbog odluka Ustavnog suda. Također postoje mali problemi, pa radimo na optimizaciji takvih problema kao što su neki ventili i slične stvari, male stvari, ali koje se moraju regulisati. Također moramo raditi na optimizaciji naših poslova tokom zime, pošto ovdje imamo zaista dosta snijega, nerijetko, i potrebno je poduzeti određene mjere i ustanoviti protokole kako bi operacije bez problema funkcionisale i tokom zime. Naprimjer, također moramo da vodimo računa o još nekim stvarima kao što je osiguranje protoka zraka u jami i sličnim sigurnosnim aspektima.
And then one other very important piece of work that we have to continue to do is to finish off over the next 2 years the tarmacking of all of the roads. You know, we had a pretty difficult winter, and you know, we've seen the areas that we need to kind of improve. Additional drainage, improved roads, so we're working on that as well. So we have money set aside that in the next construction season we will get on and we'll get that work completed as well.
Također, nakon zime, pošto je bila teška zima i bila potrebna intenzivna zimska održavanja, potrebno je izvršiti popravke puteva i također završiti asfaltiranje puteva, misleći na proširenja pored puteva. Također moramo poraditi na odvodnji vode sa ceste kako bi se i to regulisalo i smanjio uticaj na samu cestu. Moramo istaći da je ostavljen novac za ovo i da se samo čeka odgovarajući period, to jest period kada će se krenuti u ove radove.
Mnogo informacija je bilo vezano uz odluke Ustavnog suda. Koliko su one usporile vaš rad i odnosno jesu li vas omeli u vašoj eksploataciji?
There were many informations circling around regarding the Constitutional Court decisions. Did they slow your advance and influence your operations in any way?
So the Constitutional Court impacted on a couple of pieces of land that we had, the municipality had given us permission to use temporarily and then to rehabilitate after use. One of those was for our tailings facility that we had permitted. We hadn't cut any trees down on that, so it was completely still virgin forest. And that we had to pause and say, where else can we put a tailings facility? So we had to move very fast. We're continuing to work with the communities around the old Biavacha 2 pit, which is you know, as an area that was on our land that we could use, and we're having conversations and working with the communities to make sure that we deliver the best result both for us and for the community. And the other areas that decision impacted was actually on the mine site itself, so where the paste plant was due to be constructed, and it impacted some of our kind of rock storage. So we're working through those for legal solutions to make sure that we, you know, we kind of manage that effectively and safely, and make sure that we, you know, can give the land back in a safe and way. But how do we actually then make sure we kind of get the work done that we need to get done as well, like building the tailings plant.
Odluke Ustavnog suda su uticale na naše operacije i na razvoj samog projekta zato što smo u stvari ostali bez zemlje koju smo trebali da koristimo, ali nakon toga da izvršimo rehabilitaciju, znači povratak u prvobitno stanje. Zemlju koju smo planirali i dobili za jalovište, tu nismo sjekli ni drva ni drveće, jer nam je Ustavni sud svojim odlukama to zabranio. Naravno, u skladu sa tim odlukama Ustavnog suda bili smo prisiljeni da tražimo novi TSF, prostor za novi, za novo jalovište. Radimo sa zajednicom da to bude otvoreni kop Veovača, stari otvoreni kop Veovača. Trenutno vodimo razgovore sa zajednicom i pokušavamo da se usaglasimo na ovu temu. Također, pored uticaja na korištenje zemlje, tla, morali smo da nađemo i rješenje za pomenutu betonjaru koja je trebala da miješa jalovinu i beton i da vraća nazad u jamu na Rupicama. Što se tiče toga, još uvijek tražimo zakonska rješenja. Jedno od rješenja bilo da ponovno dobijemo zemlju na svoje korištenje, ali još uvijek radimo na to.
Spomenuli ste evo odlaganje jalovine na rudniku Veovača. Kakav je odgovor lokalne zajednice na odlaganje na Veovači i hoćete li uspjeti dogovoriti se vezano oko toga?
Well, you mentioned yourself that the tailings should be deposited at the open pit Veovača. What has been the response or feedback from the communities and how are you going to address that?
So we're continuing to have conversations with the three communities that are most closely impacted. We want to hear their views. We want to be able to be good neighbours. And at the same time, we want to be able to use the facility as we're kind of constructing it. But we recognise that we have to get better at that communication and working with them. So we are looking at how do we put in place the right community meetings, bringing people together and seeking to listen and understand and then work with them and kind of how do we solve for the issues that they see. So we have some ideas. We want to share it with the community before we put it out on radio. But we want to work with them and hear from them what their ideas and thoughts are as well. So we're working on that quite intensely over the next few weeks.
Konstantno komuniciramo sa lokalnim zajednicama pitanja ovoga, osluškujemo njihove odgovore, njihov feedback, znači njihove povratne informacije, shvatamo da smo mi komšije i da trebamo jedni drugima. Što se tiče kompanije, razumijemo da trebamo biti bolji u smislu komunikacije sa lokalnim zajednicama, radimo na popravljanju toga, organizujemo sastanke, redovne sastanke i slušamo ih i zaprimamo povratne informacije, imamo neke ideje kako popraviti čitavu situaciju, kako okrenuti stvari u pravom pravcu, ali te ideje želimo najprije podijeliti sa zajednicom, ustanoviti šta se može uraditi, pa ćemo onda i na radio izaći s njima.
Pored ovih poteškoća ovdje na Veovači, bilo je pitanje zaštite okoliša, zaštite voda sa susjednom općinom Kakanj. Jeste li to uspjeli riješiti?
Alongside with the issues regarding Veovača TSF, there have been some comments and so to say issues with the neighboring municipality of Kakanj regarding environmental protection, protection of waters and such things.
Going back quite a number of years to 2021, there was a complaint put in by Vodacom Kakan that challenged the regulators for Miri to on whether they had given us the right, had checked enough whether we were going to impact on the water that was being used by Kakan municipality. So there was a question mark that was asked of us to provide additional data. We provided that information, and then Femiri worked with Vodacom Kakan to kind of understand and to demonstrate that we weren't having an impact. And so then basically the license was kind of reaffirmed. It was never annulled. It was always just a conversation between regulators and Vodacom Kakan because they were concerned about their water. Great questions that they were asking and challenging. Our understanding now is that they are confident and happy with the results that they've seen and the potential impact that we were having, which is none, and so therefore there is no more challenge. So we can move forwards on that.
Da, ta priča ide nekoliko godina unazad, nazad u 2021. godini bila je žalba od strane javno-komunalnog preduzeća Vodokom, gdje su oni tražili da se provjeri dozvola koju smo mi dobili i željeli su da se ustanovi da li će naše operacije utjecati na izvore vode koji služe za snabdijevanje općine Kakanj. U ovom svemu je učestvovao i Meri, zajedno, na kraju krajeva dozvola je vraćena. Moramo reći da je Vodokom postavio prava pitanja što se tiče ovoga, sva pitanja su odgovorena i mislimo da su sada zadovoljni sa odlukom Merija.
So we will continue now to work with Vodacom Kakan to make sure that we share the ongoing results from the baseline and that they can see that we aren't, you know, that we're continuing to demonstrate that kind of good management of water. The way that our asset has been designed has been to have no release. So any water we release goes through a water treatment plant. Everything else is recirculated or reused, so that we minimise that impact. So we continue to be challenged, and it's great to see that challenge because people need to be interested in their environment and how we all impact on that environment. So I think it's a great conversation to be involved in, and it's something that we're not afraid of, or we want to hide from. So we're quite open to having those conversations with the communities.
Moram dodati da ćemo raditi skupa sa općinom Kakanj dalje na rješavanju ovakvih problema i na konstantnoj diskusiji i razgovorima. Mi smo demonstrirali dobro upravljanje vodama. Moram reći da je sve dizajnirano da nema nikakvih ispusta u okoliš. Stalno nas, tako reći, izazivaju, prozivaju i traže od nas da se očitujemo o raznim problemima i odlukama i slično. Mi se toga ne bojimo i zaista nam je drago da zajednica želi da učestvuje u ovom čitavom procesu i spremni smo da dajemo odgovore i odgovaramo i na upite i žalbe i sve ostalo.
Poplave u prošloj godini prekinule su željeznički promet. Koliko je to utjecalo na vaš rad i jeste li se uspjeli, kako to mi znamo reći, stati na noge i krenuti starim stazama?
The last year's flooding has interrupted the railway traffic. How did that influence you? How much did that influence the company? And did you manage to recover from that?
That was a huge rainstorm, wasn't it? It was massive. Impacted so many different people. When we lost the rail line, we weren't producing very much concentrate at the time. But what we did was we then moved to trucks. So because all of our product goes in containers to go on the train, we put them on trucks instead, and we trucked, basically drove all of our product to the port in Croatia. Now the railway line came back, to be honest, faster than we thought. So now we're transferring back to be able to use the rail line. But I think, which has been great, so really good support from, you know, the communities, the companies, to make sure that we could keep accessing our markets for products to be sold. I think one of the pieces that really jumped out at me after that rain event was everybody coming together to help the communities. So we provided, a lot of support as well in various communities to reopen roads well outside of kind of our initial accountability, and have people help with the municipality under their guidance, obviously, but help the municipality open roads in the Varish area. So I think it was really good to see us being able to roll out some of our equipment and help in those areas as well. I was quite proud of the response that the team did, and did it so fast without having to be told. They just engaged straight away. So well done to Addis and his team for delivering that.
To je bila ogromna oluja, zar ne? Bilo je dosta kiše. Tada je došlo do smanjenja produkcije koncentrata, naravno. Bili smo prisiljeni da koristimo kamione za transport skroz u potpunosti do luke u Hrvatskoj. Na svu sreću željeznice su sada oporavljene, mogu se ponovno koristiti, čak i brže nego što smo se nadali i očekivali. Ono što je pohvalno što sam tada vidjela je kolika je podrška data zajednicama. Došlo je do angažmana velikog dijela društva da se ponovno uspostavi cestovni saobraćaj, također da se pomogne zajednicama. Ono što sam posebno ponosna je da je naša oprema korištena za pomoć zajednici. Naš tim je jako brzo reagovao i nije bilo potrebno za nikakva naređenja, tako da i ponosna sam i pohvaljujem Adisa i njegov tim.
Znamo da u kompaniji ima preko 500 zaposlenih, a kako ćete u narednim mjesecima raditi 24 sata dnevno, hoće li biti novih radnih mjesta i novih zapošljavanja?
As the company now employs 500 people and you will be working 24 hours in the future, will there be needs to employ new people?
We always have turnover, so there's always people leaving and people coming, so that will always be an opportunity for us to do that. We're also continuing to look at how do we kind of invest in kind of like local people and bring them through our business and increase the number of Bosnian-Herzegovinians who are in leadership roles. So that is one of our, over the next kind of 2 or 3 years, how do we steadily increase that so we get rid of people like me who don't have Bosnian as a first language. So that is also one of our aims, is to increase that kind of localization of some of the senior leadership roles. So we'll continue to work on that. We are looking as we go forwards, you know, there's always opportunities for us to grow, for us to think about what's the right way to run our business, and we do still have vacancies in our business. So we're continuing to recruit people, to bring them in, to train them, and to give them those opportunities to work for Adriatic.
Okay. Kao što znate, što je za očekivati, postoji dosta promjena u našoj kompaniji što se tiče zaposlenih. Ljudi odlaze i dolaze cijelo vrijeme. Naš cilj je i fokus nekako lokalna zajednica i njeno stanovništvo. Također gledamo da lokalci, ne samo iz lokalnih zajednica, nego iz Bosne i Hercegovine, preuzmu neke uloge u vodstvu. Jedan od ciljeva je da se riješimo mene i da lokalcima predamo upravljanje kompanijom. Također cijelo vrijeme tražimo prilike za proširenje projekta kompanije i operacija, tako da uvijek će biti novih zapošljavanja uz koja naravno idu i odgovarajuće obuke i stvaranje novih radnih snagi.
What is exciting is to see the people of Adriatic and the blend that we have of people new to the mining industry, people who've worked, you know, overseas in the mining industry, some people that the diaspora coming home, and also to see kind of people new to Bosnia and how much they have become engaged and enjoy their time here, and how we bring all of that together in order to be able to bring a new business to the region, bring in new technologies, new ways of working, and to all work together to build that special culture that's allowed Adriatic to build the Barish Silver Project.
Ono što je posebno oko kompanije i projekta je to da postoji jedan miks ljudi ili mješavina ljudi. Stalno imamo nove ljude iz raznih kultura, iz raznih država, tu su ljudi iz inozemstva. Ono što je posebno, ono po čemu su posebni zaista je da se ljudi angažuju, uključuju u lokalnu zajednicu, postaju članovi lokalnih zajednica, a mi kroz njih također učimo nove načine rada, novu tehnologiju, tako da ta raznolikost je jedan od naših velikih resursa.
Jedno od zanimljivih pitanja je i sljedeće. svi spominju rudnik zlata. Je li ovo rudnik zlata ili rudnik srebra ili nekih drugih metala?
Everyone is asking, is this a silver mine or a gold mine?
so we produce two products. One is a zinc concentrate, so we produce zinc, and we produce a lead concentrate, so we produce lead. But in the lead concentrate also hides lots of silver, some gold, and some copper. So we actually produce five different metals from this deposit, which is pretty exciting. It's a great diversity of product to be able to deliver to market. And it means that when the gold price is up and the lead price is down, we still can make money, and vice versa. So it does work. But we have a lot of silver. Yeah, there's a lot of silver.
U stvari, mi proizvodimo dva proizvoda, to je cink koncentrat i olovo koncentrat. S tim da u koncentratu olova postoje i tragovi ili dio srebra, zlata i bakra. Naš produkt je zaista raznovrstan što se tiče sastava, tako da smo osigurani kada se i cijene mijenjaju, ta raznovrsnost sastava nam zaista pomaže. Ono što moram naglasiti je da u samom produktu zaista najviše ima srebra.
Što znači, mogu reći, rudnik zlata koji proizvodi srebro, a brine o zaštiti okoliša.
That means we can say it's a gold mine which produces silver and at the same time takes care of the environment.
I would say it's a silver mine that produces gold and takes care of the environment.
Ja bih rekla da je ipak rudnik srebra koji proizvodi zlato i brine se o okolišu.
Da. U Varešu ste evo već godinu dana. Kakvo je vaše viđenje Vareša?
You have been in Vareš for a year now. How do you see Vareš? What is your perspective now?
I'm really enjoying, I'm a big hiker, so I've enjoyed being able to get out and spend time in the kind of in the area. I think it's just stunning. I find the people friendly. I enjoy the food. I've got so much honey at home because everyone keeps giving me pots of honey, which is amazing. So you know, it's been so welcoming. I couldn't fault it. I really enjoyed it. All my family came over. My children, who were all in their 20s, all came over for Christmas. So we spent 2 weeks kind of holidaying in the region and really enjoyed ourselves.
Moram reći da zaista uživam boraveći u Varešu i u okolici, pošto volim da planinarim, zaista mi odgovara ovaj reljef i okruženje. Što se tiče društva i ljudi, zaista mi se sviđa, ljudi su jako prijatni, također dobivam puno poklona, to je najčešće med, pošto ljudi zaista dosta poklona daju u obliku meda. Također porodica mi je dolazila za Božić, tu su proveli oko dvije sedmice u Varešu i okolici Vareša i svi su bili presretni kao i ja.
I evo za sami kraj poruka građanima Vareša.
And for the end, what is your message to the residents and population of Vareš?
I would like to thank them for being so welcoming to Adriatic. I think without their commitment, without their being prepared to work with us, to help us get it right, we would not be where we are today. And if we look to the future, we won't be where we'll need to be in the future without that continuing engagement. So I just really want to thank the communities for being so welcoming and so supportive of a new business that is maybe not always well understood, and we're going to continue to work with the communities to make that better. So thank you.
Zahvalan sam zbog toga kako se Adriatic Metals BH ovdje primio i također kako se trenira, kako se ljudi odnose prema projektu čitavom. Nama je jasno da bez ljudi i bez stanovništva zaista ne možemo ništa postići. U budućnosti će nam njihova suradnja i kooperacija biti još više bitnija. Tako da želim da se zahvalim i lokalnim zajednicama i širem stanovništvu na podršci. Nekad se najbolje i ne razumijemo, međutim svakako da ćemo raditi da budemo što bolje komše i da što bolje surađujemo. I na kraju, hvala vam.
Hvala vam na izdvojenom vremenu i prostoru ovdje na Tisovcima, a nadamo se da će naša suradnja se nastaviti dalje kroz naredne razgovore, jer ipak jedna intenzivna godina je ispred svih nas.
Thank you for your time and for having me here at Tisovci. I think that future is going to be very interesting with the project developing and improving, and I think we will be cooperating on future events and projects as well.
I'm really excited for the future. It's just such, you know, it's an amazing asset in an amazing country, and it's been so supportive. So I just think it's a really exciting time, and I look for over the next decades, and I just think there's so much opportunity that we're building here. But it's all done in partnership. Thank you.
Jako sam uzbuđena zbog budućnosti, mislim da ćemo ovdje i kroz naredne decenije intenzivno surađivati. Okolina i stanovništvo i zajednice su zaista kooperativne, mislim da ćemo postići velike stvari i hvala vam još jednom.
Cijenjeni slušatelji, gošća u našem programu bila je generalna direktorica kompanije Adriatic Metals, gospođa Laura Tyler.